Hello, everyone. It's Bill Thompson, T-Bill, and welcome to Plain Market Talk, where I will provide a straightforward interpretation and analysis of current market news based on my background as a retired Wall Street stockbroker with almost 50 years of experience. And I will also provide business lessons to help you become much more successful with your personal finance, trading, and investments. So let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Bill Thompson, T-Bill. Welcome to Plain Market Talk. Today is Saturday, November 27, 2021. Okay, hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. Going to start out today talking about the market drop yesterday. Also going to talk about the Black Friday in-store retail sales numbers. We got coming up on the 20th anniversary of Enron's bankruptcy, so I'll make a few comments about that. Oil prices have taken a tumble. Peloton suing a former partner over clothing designs. And also, we're going to talk about how this may be the last Black Friday for two iconic retailers. And also a few comments on what's coming up next week. Got a big economic report the market's going to focus on. And also a possible play with electric vehicles. All right, so first of all, yesterday's market drop. Let's see. Markets were down about 2.25% to 2.5%, depending on how you look at it. Let's see, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 2.53%, S&P 500 down 2.27%, and NASDAQ Composite down 2.23%. And the obvious reason was because of the new COVID variant that they're now calling, I don't know if it's pronounced Omicron or Omicron, however you say it. Anyway, all right, not saying that that's not a serious matter by any means, but as far as the markets, as I've talked about on previous sessions, markets tend to overreact, particularly on the downside. Let's just say you didn't see me in a panic yesterday. I wasn't suddenly doing an emergency podcast, going on, it's the end of the world. I was actually yesterday, while this was going on, and I was well aware what was going on, but I was actually having a nice day at SeaWorld Orlando, watching the ice skating and enjoying the singing penguins and reindeer. All right. As I've said before, the markets tend to overreact to news on the upside and also more on the downside. Basically, and the other thing that affected the markets yesterday, day after Thanksgiving is traditionally the slowest trading day of the year. The only reason the markets are actually open is because Thanksgiving is a U.S.-only holiday, and the idea is not to have the markets close for four consecutive days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All right. So basically, the market was pricing in yesterday as if basically it was the end of Western civilization. And in reality, although, like I've said, this is obviously something to be concerned with and to take seriously. I already saw that Pfizer, Moderna, and I think Johnson & Johnson might have even said it too, and Novavax also. They're already testing a modified vaccine against this new variant. They said they can have it out within 100 days. So anyway, and the doctors and scientists are still looking at this thing from a lot of different aspects. So bottom line with the markets, what I have found over the years, and I've been doing this since 1975, first of all, it's 2 to 2.5% drop. That's not good, but I was on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange October 19, 1987, when we lost over 22% of our market in one day. So all things considered, this is nowhere near like we've seen at times in the past. All right. So what I've seen in the past is that when the markets drop on Fridays, a lot of times we do have a drop on the open on Monday. You got panic sellers putting orders in over the weekend. Now, the real key on Monday is going to be about 30 minutes to 1 hour after the market opens, 10 a.m. to 10:30 Eastern time. What will happen generally at that point, you're either going to have more sell orders coming in, which could drive the market down for the entire day, or you're going to see buy orders start coming in. You're going to have investors that are basically playing the panic. The old saying was, if you like a stock at 50, you're going to love it at 40. So we may see some of that where the orders start coming in, taking advantage of lower prices. So hard to say exactly what will happen, but I would focus not so much on the open on Monday, is more about 30 minutes to 60 minutes after the open to get a better feel for what's going to happen with the markets. All right, so we got that going on. All right, so we had some retail sales numbers coming in showing Black Friday shopping inside stores, not online, inside stores, down 28% from pre-pandemic levels. Now, we're also seeing online sales are down somewhat. And so what's happened is it's not that consumers are not spending, they're just spreading it out more. A lot of these Black Friday sales actually started, you know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And of course, we've got Cyber Monday coming up in a couple of days. So what's happening, it looks like, it's just everything's being spread out more. It's not like it's a huge panic. So we'll have to see what happens with retail stocks on Monday. Some of this was anticipated. So we'll have to see, you know, how those stocks react. All right, so we got that news. But although the headlines look bad, down 28% from pre-pandemic levels, when you really start looking at it, it's not really as bad as was thought. And I will say this. I did drive by here in Orlando. I did drive by one of the major malls yesterday, actually on the way to SeaWorld. And usually the traffic on Black Friday is backed up way down the interstate, Interstate 4, trying to get into this mall, and Mall at Millennia, it's called. Yesterday, I didn't see that. I'm sure there was a lot of traffic going in, but I didn't see it backing up on the interstate like I've seen in previous years. So the malls might have been more manageable yesterday than in previous years. All right. Speaking of shopping, this could be the last Black Friday for both Sears and Kmart. They combined as a single company some years ago, you know, two of the most iconic retailers out there. And, you know, I've talked about Sears in particular situation over the years. They basically made one of the biggest mistakes in company, you know, corporate history. They didn't become an online retailer in the late 90s. I mean, with their Sears catalog, they already knew how to do this. And yet they just stood there and let Amazon just come in and basically take the whole market away from them. You know, if they had made a decision to go as an online retailer, you know, by 1994, 1995, when they had that opportunity, just put the catalog online. Today, instead of saying I'll order from Amazon, we'd probably say I'll order from Sears. And there's a possibility. Sears at one point was the world's largest retailer. And if they had done that today, they could be the world's largest company, which is actually Walmart. I think Amazon's number two, Apple number three. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see. I know there's not too many Sears and Kmart stores left, so could be their last year for them. All right, not to be Mr. Gloom and Doom here with everything, but we also have coming up next week on, I think it's December 2nd, would be the 20th anniversary of the bankruptcy of Enron. I'll talk a little more about that next week, kind of what happened there, what went on. If you're ever interested, though, there's a really good movie, Academy Award-nominated documentary, The Smartest Guys in the Room, that many of you probably have seen, on what that big mess with Enron was. All right, so we're coming up on that. Oil prices took a hit yesterday. Now, this actually could be a positive as far as lower gas prices. So I said the other day, you can go to the website oilprice.com. There's a lot of places to get oil prices. Here in the United States, we look at a barrel of West Texas crude, and looks like it was down almost 13% yesterday to $68.15 a barrel after being down for 6 weeks. The reason for that is with this new variant, you've got a lot of shutdowns already beginning to happen. Some shutdowns were happening before this, countries in Europe, now travel shutdowns. The feeling is you may have less people traveling, less airline flights and so forth. There may be just be less of a worldwide demand for oil. So anyway, all right, so that could be a positive there. We'll have to see if that holds up. A 13% drop yesterday, so we'll see if that shows up at the gas pumps. All right, a couple more things here. What else we got here? Peloton. All right, Peloton, the exercise bike company. They are suing a former partner of theirs that they had a business partnership with. I don't even know if you say it Lululemon, how you say it, but anyway, it's one word, L-U-L-U, and then lemon, Lululemon, I guess. But anyway, I may be saying that completely wrong. All right, so anyway, I guess Peloton was selling their Lululemon, whatever, their branded, like, exercise apparel. And I think they were selling Nike stuff too. And they've decided to start selling their own. Peloton sales have been going down for a while as people begin returning to gyms and so forth. But I guess Lululemon's saying that you're stealing basically our design. So they were threatening to sue Peloton. I guess Peloton's now suing Lululemon for threatening to sue them. I don't know what's going on. It just says here Peloton has now sued Lululemon after Lululemon threatened legal action earlier this year. And so I guess who knows what they're doing anyway, suing each other maybe. But anyway, all right, so keep an eye out for that. Whether anything will happen with that or not going forward, we'll just have to see. All right, so keep an eye on those two companies. What else we got here? A couple more things. We'll talk about what's coming up next week. All right. So, yeah, I guess the one thing I wanted to mention also, electric vehicle. All right. Electric vehicle sales are beginning to take off now. And I mentioned that Hertz, the car rental company, is going to be purchasing quite a few Teslas. And I think that'll be a good opportunity for a lot of people to try out an electric car for the first time, see what they think. All right. So something I saw mentioned, and I'll have to get more details what companies this would be. But, you know, basically, sometimes the key is with these rapidly growing, you know, new industries, it's not always investing in the industry directly. It's investing in some kind of ancillary company that services it or a conduit. John Rockefeller became really rich back in the 1800s. He wasn't, everybody's looking for oil all of a sudden to power the new internal combustion engines. And Rockefeller wasn't going to be trying to hit and miss with oil. He got into refining. In other words, the oil has to go through me to get to the market. I'm going to convert it now into gasoline, diesel fuel, and all that. He controlled a conduit. Well, here's a case. I saw an article saying that the electric vehicle charging market could be worth as much as $1.6 trillion. It says here electric vehicle sales have gone up 160%. Over the last year, trend showing no sign of slowing. And the estimate now is we're going to need, by the year 2040, says we have 6 million electronic vehicle charging ports. I don't think they mean the United States or worldwide. They said that's going to be going, there's going to be a need for going up to 300 million within about 20 years, 6 million to 300 million. So I think it could be a $1.6 trillion market. So that could be something to look at. You know, companies involved with the charging stations. So keep an eye on that. We'll have to look at that in more detail, find some company specific plays on that. Okay. And then the last thing today I want to talk about is next week, no more mundane stuff. Obviously, the COVID news is going to be the big thing that could drive the markets one way or the other. But on a more mundane note, as far as economic reports, let's see. We got the Chicago Purchasing Managers Index coming out on Tuesday, so markets may look at that. Consumer Confidence Index, we have that. Construction spending comes out on Wednesday, but the big one is Friday. All right, here's what you want to focus on, the payroll report for the month of November. The consensus estimate is that it's going to show 581,000 new jobs were created during the month of November. And the markets will probably react to this. We're going to be looking at getting unemployment rate numbers out, average hourly earnings, big labor report coming out. I'll talk more about that next week. The only thing is with these reports, as I've talked about in the past, they are up for quite a bit of revision. And these estimates, even though they're beginning to consolidate some, they're still kind of all over the place, you know, economists, financial analysts, and so forth. They've never seen a market like this where we just come from an almost shutdown economy to suddenly reopening. So the estimates have been all over the place. So these numbers will probably be, even if it came in at 581,000, the numbers would be better than some estimates, worse than others, and they're kind of all over the place, but beginning to come together. All right, so keep an eye on that. So next week, we'll have the 20th anniversary of Enron's bankruptcy. I'll talk more about that next week, what went on there. We also have the big labor report coming out on Friday, and we'll keep an eye on the market, obviously, with the COVID news. I wouldn't be surprised, just to reiterate, to see the markets down on the open on Monday, and then the key will be about 30 to 60 minutes after the open, give us a better feel for the direction. All right, so hope everyone is having a good day. Again, it's Bill Thompson, T-Bell. Talk to everybody again soon. Take care. See ya.